So it is a really interesting argument to be made, or a discussion to be had anyways, is, what is it about strips that are poorly drawn, usually just stick figures, saying some funny lines. What is it about these strips that draw an audience? Why are these strips seemingly so much more popular than many of their equally as funny, far more carefully illustrated counterparts? And I think the answer to that is in the writing. At least 70% of a comic strip, I think, is probably the writing. Your average reader will read through a comic fairly quickly, 30 seconds or so, and move on with their day, and that's it. And I think us cartoonists are kind of kidding ourselves when we think that the illustration is as important as we do. As cartoonists, we pored over the artwork of guys like Charles Schulz or Bill Watterson, to be probably would be a better example for this. But we pore over their artwork and just the wonderful line quality and the wonderful expressions, and we see how having Watterson having drawn Calvin in a specific way enhances the humor in what he's saying. And as artists, we spend a lot of time looking at these strips and studying them and breaking them apart and dissecting them and trying to figure out what makes them, work so well. And I think, honestly, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but I think honestly most readers don't bother to look at that. Certainly when it's missing from a strip, the reader is probably missing something. But I think that with strips where it is kind of stick figure art, I think the reader's putting a lot of that in the strip themselves. If a character isn't exuding a lot of emotion, that then the reader is sort of in their mind putting that emotion in there, subconsciously. I don't think they're consciously, saying, "Oh, this is missing something. He's missing, this specific look or whatever." But if I take my strip as an example, my characters Carl and Larry, especially, are very simply drawn, and their eyes are very simply drawn as well. And I think that works to my advantage because, depending on what the character is saying, the reader may, put his or her own sort of interpretation of that into the strip. The eyes may say something different to one reader than it does to another. And I think it's because I don't put a lot of expression in there, put a lot of very specific, nuanced expression in there that allows the reader to sort of interpret it in his or her own way and maybe find more value in that. I think very similar things happening with stick figure strips. So then the discussion moves to whether Calvin and Hobbes would it be equally as funny or equally as well received if it were a stick figure strip. Keep the writing the same, just simplify the art far more. And honestly, probably Calvin and Hobbes is a bad strip to use as an example because it is so wonderfully rendered. But I think that I think that in a lot of ways maybe that is the case. Maybe it would be still a very popular strip because of the writing and because of a lot of what Watterson was saying within the strip. That's something that I guess we may never know, but it's an interesting thing to think about. So anyways, hope you've enjoyed today's strip, and I'll see you guys on Monday with a brand new comic. Thanks.